Hi, and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast. This is your host, Joyce Wood. Hey, how are ya? Well, I'm so glad you're here because I have a story to tell you. That's right. Today we're talking about ear health and a treatment called ear lavage. Yep. So, my recent experience, the last 2 weeks, I've been dealing with the worst ear infection in my right ear. I have never experienced such pain in my life, literally. This was awful. My right ear throbbed, there was intense ringing, and a lot of stabbing pain. And it grew more intense when I tried to sleep or lay down. Oh yeah, for those of you that have had ear infections, you know what I'm talking about. You feel like you've been shot in the head. Yeah. Oh, not fun. Not fun. So I went to my doctor's right away. And she, of course, you know, checked out my ear and she recommended a variety of options. She told me about this ear lavage, but because I was in pain, she didn't recommend that I have it. And I'll tell you more about what this ear lavage is in just a couple of minutes. But out of the options that she gave me, I chose to, of course, take the one I felt would get rid of the pain the fastest. And it was this ear drops that I'd pick up at the pharmacy. So I immediately drove there and rushed home to apply them with high expectations. I just couldn't wait. Well, it felt soothing. That it did do. But I still experienced the stabbing pain inside my ear. And my head. It was bad. Okay, it was really bad. And on top of the pain, I couldn't really hear out of it. And I heard this white noise and my equilibrium, my balance was completely off. And it was just awful. And my balance was off so bad that I had bent over to pick something up and I couldn't sense where I was, you know, because of this congestion in my ear that I lifted up really fast and accidentally hit my head on the granite countertop on the same side as my ear infection. Oh yeah. So now I've got a headache and this ear pain. So I was kind of a mess a week ago. But anyway, so of course I had no pain relievers in my place. So I used whatever I had to numb the pain. And I had a few things, but I still was, oh my gosh, all night I couldn't sleep. It was like, you know how when you're in a lot of pain, you might drift off for a few minutes, but then you wake up in excruciating pain. Yeah, that was kind of my night for about 3 nights. So again, I called the doctor the next day. And she's like, yeah, well, I can prescribe a different product. And she wasn't really sure what it was, but she thought, well, let's try you with something stronger. So it was like an antibiotic ear drop along with she wanted me to take internal antibiotics. I'm thinking, internal antibiotics? Okay. You know, I was like, I'll be compliant. I'll do whatever you say. You know, I just want the pain to go away, you know? So anyway, I went and I got this stuff and thank goodness I have insurance. But it felt like battery acid. No kidding. I put it, just a couple of drops in my ear, and I was supposed to do this 3 times a day. And it literally felt like battery acid. It burned so bad. I can't do this. And I also didn't take the antibiotics because I started doing some research about ears and ear health and what this was, you know. And it clearly stated from Healthline.com, which is a very reliable site for health information, said that typically ear infections are viral and they're not bacterial. Typically, usually, you have to do a culture. And it also said that antibiotics really wouldn't help if it's a viral infection. So here I've got this prescription for antibiotics and I don't really know if it's bacterial. She didn't do a culture. So I thought, well, I'm not going to take these, you know, because also my opinion, and I think it's supported by a lot of other people, that antibiotics can kind of wreak havoc in your gut. you know? Or they just don't make you feel that great, you know? But I didn't want to take them. I'm a natural girl. I like doing natural therapies. So the next day I called back and reported my condition. And actually I was a little bit kind of confused. Like, I have a naturopath, you know? And she's like recommending these typical pharmaceuticals, but she felt really bad about my experience because she was really trying to do the right thing. But she mentioned that I had a lot of earwax buildup, and she couldn't even really see inside my ear very well. But she said that this could probably have contributed to my problem. So she now encouraged me, since I wasn't going to take the antibiotics, she urged taking extra vitamin C with lots of water and applying a heat compress on the ear. Well, that made sense to me. So I thought, okay, I can do that. And I, well, what kind of compresses do you recommend? Well, get this, you guys. Now, this sounds like something a naturopath would recommend. An onion compress. Yeah, you can Google it. And there's quite a lot of information about it. And a lot of people swear by it. Yeah, even the onion juice, they swear, can get rid of infections. That seemed a bit extreme to me, but I thought, okay, I'll try the compress. I usually try something once and, you know, just kind of see, especially if you're in pain, you know? So I tried it. The smell, oh my God, my apartment stunk of onions. Not that that's so bad if it's mixed with garlic and some oil, olive oil or whatever, but this was just pure old onion. You know, and then I was to put it in the sieve like a sock and then apply it to my ear. Oh, God, you guys, it was so bad. It was so bad. I mean, it was disgusting. I'm not kidding. The smell between my dog and I felt nauseous. The dog disappeared. I just threw it out and I sprayed my house with orange spray. I was just like, nope, can't do that. So meanwhile, I'm talking to a friend of mine and he was so sweet. He Googled all types of home remedies for me because honestly, when you're feeling not good and especially when you're in pain, you don't really feel like doing a whole lot. You just kind of want to curl up in a ball and suffer it out, right? Well, he provided a ton of information and he was telling me about some really interesting self-care remedies that are based on salt. Yeah, and he found it from the farmersalmanac.com site, which I listed. And I'm not kidding you. Now, this one was amazing. We went to the store and got this coarse grain sea salt. And what you do is you heat it up, and then you put it inside a white sock, and then you tie off the end, and you apply it to wherever you're having pain. And it's really very effective for any kind of infections in the ear or any kind of physical aches and pains. So I thought, sweet, I can do salt. I love the ocean. I can do this. I promise you, if you do this, it's like night and day difference. The next day, I woke up and I felt so relieved. I had no pain, no ear stabbing pain. My ears kind of even popped a little bit, you know, and my headache was going away. The bruise on my head was definitely like 60% better. I felt so fantastic. Just, I love this stuff. I love, love, love it. And so I went on and I started doing a little more research about it and found out that it's not only an effective pain remedy, but it has antibacterial properties too. Antibacterial and antiviral. So it's really effective for a lot of different ailments. So of course I had to tell my doctor about this and she was like, oh, wow. She hadn't even heard about it. And I go, yeah, it's a great option to that onion compress. I mean, some people might really like it. I absolutely did not like it at all. But the salt one, you can even probably put a couple of drops of your favorite essential oils in it that you're drawn to. And oh, it's just a great one. Super great and cheap too. But I'll tell you, what a relief it is to be pain-free, isn't it? So check it out on healthline.com. And in addition to the salt packs, they recommend a ton of other very reliable and trusted health information. So if you guys like doing self-care, that's a good place to go. It's trusted. There's medical practitioners, integrated practitioners, dietitians, nutritionists. They're all licensed professionals, and it's all based on science. So it's trusted, in my opinion. So what is this ear lavage? Let's get back to that. So on healthline.com, they give a long explanation of it. So I'm not going to go into all of it. I'm just going to share a couple of points. So basically, ear lavage is ear irrigation, like a shower for the inside of your ear. Yeah. And apparently, it's a routine procedure used to remove excess earwax. And it also addresses foreign materials that tend to get trapped in your ear, which I had no idea how much was trapped in my ears until I had this done. So Healthline also said that the ear naturally secretes wax to protect and lubricate the ear, as well as to keep debris and hinder bacterial growth. So in my case, I've never had this done. I've only used like Q-tips, you know, or in the shower. I tried ear candling once. That didn't really do anything. But I've always had kind of an issue with feeling like I've got too much wax in my ears, but I've never done anything professionally about it because it's kind of low on the priority list, you know? But anywho, I found it really interesting. But it says that in normal conditions, the body keeps a certain amount of earwax in the ears to keep it, you know, under control to protect everything. But some of us get a little bit too much earwax. There's theory about people's health, like if their cholesterol is either too low or too high, it can affect the earwax production. That's what this one doctor was saying. But too much earwax or hardened earwax can cause a blockage in the ear. And it can result in earaches or ringing. Do you guys get ringing in the ear? A lot of people do. Or temporary hearing loss, like maybe your parents or grandparents. And then there are the infections, like with children or adults, we all get infections. We all are prone to get an ear infection. Well, it could be related to this over built up of earwax, especially the hardened earwax. And how it becomes hard is when you start sticking a Q-tip down in it, it pushes it down deeper into the canal, and then it kind of dries up. And that's what interferes with the eardrum and the hearing. So anyway, it's really fascinating. There was a ton of information online. And I urge you, if you have this problem, to go to healthline.com and study it a little bit more if this intrigues you. But again, this purpose of the ear irrigation is especially the ear canal and eardrum is very sensitive. So that's why whenever we get an ear infection, we're in screaming pain because the tissue and the nerve endings are so sensitive, really close to the surface. And so it can be very, very painful. Sorry, my dog's coughing in the background. Bear with me. So again, the earwax buildup can cause damage to these structures over time. And again, it can affect our hearing or affect our balance or have ringing or that white noise. We can experience white noise. So removing excess earwax through ear irrigation is a safe way and very minimal risks in doing it if it's done properly. I'm sorry, my dog. Bella, are you okay, sweetie? Sorry about that, you guys. So it's a safe way to minimize the risk of infections and damage to the ear. And they were talking about how sometimes there's like foreign material, even like food. Well, especially with kids, you know, kids always are sticking stuff in their nose or their ears or whatever. But even insects can get into our ears, like little gnats flying around or mosquitoes, and we're entering in the season for more bugs. And they said even small stones. So if you go to the beach, you've been boating, camping, hiking, you know, things flying around in the air can find their way into our ear and get trapped in there. And you mix that with the wax, you can really develop a problem. So the goal is to safely and quickly remove the items before they move deeper into the ear or potentially doing damage to the delicate ear canal. Yeah, so they recommend this like a couple times a year, but you want to be very careful. So I'm going to go into a little bit more of that. So this basically, again, feels like having a shower for your inner ear. It's so soothing and so gentle. It just like, and you won't believe what comes out. And it doesn't hurt. So when things come out, they typically show you. And it's like, wow, I couldn't believe what came out of my ear. And the sensation afterwards was just like when you, for the first time, you see, you know, you've been in some dark area and you turn on the lights and you can see. It's like everything is so bright. Well, when you clean out your ears, it's like suddenly your hearing becomes super, super sharp, really sharp. So I loved it. I'm so happy I had it done. So happy. And I'm definitely going to continue with it on a semi-annual basis. That's what the doctor recommended for me. But there are risks. So here's a few of the risks with the ear irrigation. Number one, don't undergo this treatment either at home or at the doctor's office if you think your eardrum is damaged, or you've had excess pain, or if your kids have tubes in their ears, or any condition that weakens your immune system. So if you're struggling with an autoimmune disorder, you've got to be really careful. So it's best to seek out a licensed professional, preferably a doctor, to have them consult with you about what's going on with your general health, and then have them do a thorough evaluation of your ears prior to having this procedure done. It's really wise. And I know a lot of people do this at home. And maybe if you don't have any complications, you don't have any pre-existing health condition, and you feel comfortable with your family partner, like especially if you're living with a nurse or a doctor, and they can do it for you, then great. But don't play around with it, because the risks could cause you your hearing, and that wouldn't be worth it, right? So remember, any kind of like my pain, when I was experiencing the pain, my doctor first said, yeah, this would be a good treatment for you when you feel better. And I never heard of ear lavage. I just thought that sounded really interesting. And so that's what it is, you know. But for me, I absolutely was not going to risk my hearing. So I waited until I was stable. And that salt pack absolutely made all the difference in how I felt. And then when I finally did get in to see, I went to John Bastier Naturopathic Clinic here in Seattle. It's a naturopathic school, and they see people. They're clinicians that are becoming doctors, see the patients, and they're supervised by doctors. I had four of them in my treatment room, and man, they asked me so many questions about my health and did all this testing, and they wanted to make triple sure I was okay. And so anyway, they proceeded with the procedure, and it was not painful. It was really, really so refreshing. That's the best way to put it. I will list the links to all of these places so you can check it out. So wherever you live, there may be a naturopathic school. There may be a naturopath that you are seeing. You can ask them about it. And does insurance pay for this? Yep, it sure does. Even Medicare, Medicaid will cover ear irrigation, also known as ear lavage. The Advantage plan may cover the procedure if Medicare or Medicaid does not. So it's always best to just check in with your insurance provider and just ask. Yeah. But either way, honestly, it's not very expensive. In my case, when I went to the school, it cost me $25. Yeah. So, and the relief, and knowing that I'm preventing further infections is absolutely worth it, even if I had to pay more than that. So right now I had both my ears done. My ears feel great. My balance is back and I'm in no further risk for another infection. How great is that? You know, I'm like taking action towards preventing any further problems. I never knew about how earwax could contribute to these kinds of problems, you know? So I hope this information helps you or your loved one if either of you experience this now or in the future. And just remember, there's so many wonderful natural alternatives, but it's really best to check in with a licensed professional to really protect your health. Yeah, absolutely. But meanwhile, there's lots of resources like on healthline.com. You can do your own research. You can ask the right questions. And then when you meet with your doctor, you can discuss your concerns and have a dialogue about it, you know? Or you can reach out to me and ask me, you know, about different things if you want. I now have a chat bot on the website. Yep. So if you visit the website, you can immediately connect in with me on the website. It's only open during my business hours, but still, I'll get it and I'll respond back within 24 hours. Check it out. So in closing, here's a couple beautiful quotes that I absolutely love from Dr. Daisaku Ikeda. He says, "Confronting illness can be an opportunity to awaken to the profundity of life. A person who has faced a major illness knows how to deeply savor life. Real health is the will to overcome every form of adversity and use even the worst circumstances as a springboard for new growth and development. Simply put, the essence of health is the constant renewal and rejuvenation of life," by Dr. Daisaku Ikeda. Thank you so much for visiting. I really appreciate you, and I hope you take good care of yourselves and your loved ones. I just want to also remind you real quickly that this blog and podcast is ad-free, other than I talk about my sponsor here on the podcast, but that's at the very beginning. But if you listen to other podcasts, you'll notice that there are lots of breaks and lots of ads being shared. And I'm really trying to keep it ad-free so that you can get some tangible good content. Hello, I can't speak after speaking for so long. Content. You know, I want to provide good information for you. And if you have any questions about anything, don't hesitate to ask me, what do I know about this or what do I know about that? If I don't know it, I'll connect you to it. Okay? And if you know anyone that you might think would enjoy this podcast or the blog, I would really appreciate it if you share it. That's how we can at least become sustainable, is by getting the word out. So thank you. And again, I appreciate you very much. And I hope you stay well and happy. You deserve it. Bye for now.